when you need the help of CAMHS, your family's in desperation, you know, you have a child or an adolescent who really needs help, as you're at the end of your tether, like, from personal experience, my family, we're trying to deal with CAMHS at the moment, like, but it's just a situation that what happened in Kerry was absolutely awful. Like, here in Donegal, we're having, it's a different situation. You cannot get an appointment with CAMHS. Like, our personal situation, 7 months it took us for them to actually speak to us. And then you get a letter out to say that you're now in the waiting list, and it's going to be 6 months plus. But this is a 7-year-old child here who's got complex needs and that. And, you know, they tell you it's not an emergency, you're waiting over a year. Like, you know, it's disgraceful. Like, it's just, the whole system needs a full review. Like, are we full as ADHD and autism? Like, and you know, it's a 7-year-old child. It's also quality of life for the family. It's, you know, but it's not just us. This is hundreds of families around Donegal. Like, this is a wider problem in Donegal. And I'm sure other counties too are having similar or different problems. Like, you know, even there in part of respite centres in Donegal, like, which is a vital for some families. Two of them are shut at the moment. There's only two open at the moment. So they're picking up the slack for the whole county. Like, mm-hmm. And something has to give. Like, and when I ask the questions, it's all about, it just seems to come back to funding. Like, you know, they'll tell you there is no psychiatrist or that staff that there, but, you know, sometimes you just feel that you're banging your head off a brick wall. Like,